But since the beginning of human history, this has not always been the case. But since the beginning of human history, this has not always been the case. There are various theories to explain why this process began and how modern dogs descended from wild wolves. There are various theories to explain why this process began and how modern dogs descended from wild wolves. One theory suggests the idea that early human hunter-gatherers searching for seasonal foods and wild game encountered wild wolves because they shared the same habitat and hunted the same prey. One theory suggests the idea that early human hunter-gatherers searching for seasonal foods and wild game encountered wild wolves because they shared the same habitat and hunted the same prey. The question of exactly how the process of domestication first began is what the theorists are most concerned with answering. The question of exactly how the process of domestication first began is what the theorists are most concerned with answering. Yet another theory is that wolves adapted to living with people by being first employed as beasts of burden, such as those used for pulling sleds in the winter. Yet another theory is that wolves adapted to living with people by being first employed as beasts of burden, such as those used for pulling sleds in the winter. Over time, these changes became more pronounced, with the result being the development of the many species of dogs existing today, each one bred for special characteristics and unique abilities. Over time, these changes became more pronounced, with the result being the development of the many species of dogs existing today, each one bred for special characteristics and unique abilities.